Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. I want to start this off with a question and then I want to play a little bit of a semi-serious game, I suppose. First of all, who, listening to this, would like to be a millionaire? Who would like to be a multi-millionaire? Who'd even like to be a billionaire? I dare say that everyone puts up their hand. The thing is, with being a millionaire or a multi-millionaire or even a billionaire, is to get that money, you have to offer something to the people that are paying you. You have to offer skill. You have to offer an ability. You have to offer value of some sort. You have to give them something that is worth the money that they want to give you. For example, if you fix a problem for someone and it makes them a certain amount of money, they would happily pay you a portion of that for that. Or if they get a result in their life. Today, I want to give you an opportunity to make money quickly, easily, and lots of it. But it does have a bit of a catch. You see, what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer you money, but you have to give me something in return. Now, the whole point of what I'm doing here is to show you exactly how much you're worth. A lot of people feel that they're not really worth much. They don't feel they have any real value to bring to the market. I'm telling you now, you have more value or more worth than you even contemplate. So what I'm going to ask you is, how much money would you take from me for me to be able to take off you one of your hands? So if I said to you, I'll give you $1 million if you chop off one of your hands and give it to me, would you take it? Would it be 2 million? Would it be 5 million? What about if I wanted both hands? Maybe 2 feet as well. How much worth would you place on your eyes, your hearing, your brain? How much would you put on your mobility if I took out the operating capabilities of your spine? You see, if we added up how much money we would contemplate taking for all these things, we'd be worth many millions of dollars. I know for myself, I'm a healthy person. And for me to not have those things, I don't think there's any sort of amount of money that would compensate me enough for me to lose that. Now, perfect example, and this is from my own personal history, is many years ago, my eldest boy, when he was around 10, 11, had juvenile arthritis. Now, he had to go to hospital and they had to give him injections, and it was very unpleasant. And it's probably one of the more difficult things for a parent to do, to hold their child down while they're screaming and the doctors have to give him an injection. It's very difficult for that. But I had to do it because I knew in the long run he'd be healthier. But every time I went to visit him, even though he had a disease, I suppose you'd call it, that limited his mobility, it caused him pain. There were kids in that hospital ward who were going through cancer. They'd been in accidents. They had burns. All of these things that severely debilitated them. And it makes you look at your own life. And I know it certainly does with me. When I see people that are suffering various things, I think to myself, I'm glad I don't have that. And I don't mean that in a horrible way. It makes me very gracious that I have my mobility, that I have my hands, that I can walk around and see things. So today, I want you to think about how much you're really worth. And not just your physical capacity, your imagination, your creativity, the skills you have. Are you good at public speaking? Are you good at drawing? Are you good at creating something? What skills do you have and how much are they worth? I want you to sit down and list all the things and how much you think they're worth and how much you would not take, but contemplate taking in exchange for those things. And you'll find that you're actually worth probably quite a few hundreds of millions. But also I want you to look at the things that you can't see. Like I said, your creativity, your imagination, How much would you take for your friends? If I was to take all your friends off you, how much money would you take for that? If you're a parent and I took your kids away, I tell you what, there's no amount of money that most parents would take for their kids. I reckon there's probably a few out there that will actually contemplate it, depending on the kids. But start to work out exactly how much you're worth. Then once you work that out, start to remind yourself regularly of it. Be grateful for having these skills, these abilities, these tangential things that you can touch, the things that you can't touch like your imagination, the things that you have in your environment and your world, the things that you have that are worth more than what money is. Don't ever take them for granted. Always keep it in the forefront of your mind how lucky you are to have these things. Once you start to have a level of gratitude for everything, it's amazing how much more other things start coming into your life. I know for myself a number of years ago, when I didn't have this sense of gratitude and I was whinging and moaning and being negative about everything, I seemed to get more and more of the negatives. But now that I walk around and go, wow, look at all this fantastic stuff I've got, it's amazing how much more seems to be coming my way more and more. And I'm obviously open to that now because I know I'm worth so much more. I listed all of my abilities and believe me, I'm worth billions because I wouldn't swap a lot of what I've got for any amount of money. So that's your homework for today. Work out how much you're worth and start to take it. Don't take it for granted. Have gratitude for it every single day of your life. Anyway, that's today's podcast. Again, trying to keep it nice and quick. Keep this one in the forefront of your mind. Makes a huge difference to your life. Okay, you take care. This is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions signing off. We'll catch you next time. Check us out on Facebook. Read my blog. Go to my website. I've got all my podcasts on there, my blog on there. You can also send me an email. Ask for my free ebook. It's only about 30, 40 pages long. It's got some brief stuff in there, a few exercises, have some fun with it. Anyway, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions signing off. We'll catch you at the next podcast. Remember, it's your choice, always has been. Take care.